Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Marty Morrissey, good morning. Where is the Kerry juggernaut now?
Good morning, Philip. The Kerry juggernaut is about to leave in, the Children's Health Foundation in Temple Street. They are now on their way back to their hotel, where they're going to be planning the rest of the day, which is mainly, of course, centred and focused on the homecoming for the Kerry team that won the All-Ireland for the 39th time yesterday.
The 39th time yesterday. It seemed at the end of the day like a clinically executed plan that they always knew that they were going to Dublin to do. But in reality, when you know, when you look at how crestfallen they were after that Meath match, it must still be a pretty sweet victory.
Oh, it's a huge victory, and the joy and the ecstasy, to use Jack O'Connor's words that he did in an interview with me last night, was there for all to see. Because, you know, they had injuries during the year. They had to mind Paddy Clifford and get him back because his role was pivotal, and his performance yesterday with the 76 touches was phenomenal. I mean, you have to ask and be intrigued by the fact that Donegal decided not to mark him at all. And he was given the freedom, as I would see it, of Croke Park, which I think was a huge blow to Donegal because he was outstanding. That having been said, I think that this Kerry team went on the bus. They've often said it to me over my different chats with them on and off the camera and off the microphone, that it was a wake-up call. It was a long journey back from Tullamore, back to Tralee and Killarney, but they certainly refocused the mind and they said, you know, let's go for this. And when we get to Croke Park, which is traditional, when Kerry get to Croke Park, the wide expanse that brings that wonderful arena that is on Jones's Road, Kerry people, Kerry football just seemed to blossom there, and the space that they had and the long ball strategy where they were able to kick the ball. Now, they did a lot of hand passing yesterday, but they certainly, when you have players like David Clifford playing at top of the right, then of course you would be inclined to use the long ball as well.
But that question about whether this was a team built around one man or not was resoundingly answered yesterday, because there was just heroic performances in every corner of the pitch.
I mean, I think the one-man team certainly seemed to resonate deeply with Kerry, the Kerry management, and Jack O'Connor had to, you know, call it out. And the Kerry players proved yesterday that this was a massive team effort, led by a brilliant display by their captain Gavin White from Dr. Cokes and Killarney, but from goalkeeper Shane Ryan to Dylan Gainey up at the top of the left. This was a team performance, and it was amazing, Philip, from the throw-in at 3:30 yesterday. Kerry won the ball, away went Gavin White, and he set the tone with a great point. And you
he
know
did.
They were never really in trouble. They were in control, even despite Joe Connor's goal in the last few moments. They were, what, 26 points to 19 in front at that stage. It was a pretty impressive performance by any Kerry team.
Well, let's ask a former Kerry team member, Darren O'Sullivan. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
All good this morning, yeah.
Oh, you're sounding a lot more chipper and healthy than I thought that you would be. Well, you're not celebrating your county members or your county compatriots' victory.
Oh, no, I was, but we're seasoned at this now, so we're fresh out.
Tell me, what did you think of it as a game? Because really, apart from 10 minutes in the first half, Kerry's dominance was absolutely complete.
Yeah, no, look, I suppose, look, there was always a bit of worry, I think, going into the game. It was kind of, you'd be flip-flopping between who you thought would win it, but not from the get-go. And you mentioned it there, Gavin White, I think there was 10 or 11 seconds on the board and he'd assisted a point for Dylan Gainey. And you know what, from that moment on, I just think Kerry were on a different level. I'm not sure, was it the experience that they've built up as a team over the last number of years? They've played with a bit of anger the last couple of weeks, and maybe the occasion got to a few of the Donegal lads. Like, a lot of them, it was their first final, and I just think that the pace and the intensity that Kerry started the game with, Donegal just couldn't match it after that.
Okay. I'm a little bit confused because since Adrian Eames's scoop with Jack O'Connor at the end of yesterday's match, there seems to be all sorts of contradictory reports about Jack O'Connor's continued relationship with this team. What do you want to see him do, Darren?
It wouldn't be like Kerry to be bringing out a few contradictory comments anyway and just keep everything fresh. But I think look, the ball is firmly at Jack's in court. He can decide what he wants to. I think if Jack was to tell the county board he wants to stay or go, they'll be 100% behind him. He's been incredible. Like, he's 5 All-Ireland titles now, but it's not just what he's done with Kerry. Between schools, underage, clubs, like, he lives and breathes football, and I think he's earned the right to make his own mind up. For me, I'd like to see him stay on. I think the players and the management, like, they've built a great bond, and even the connection with the supporters, you could see it growing over the last couple of weeks, and it's a special time now, I think, for this team.
Indeed, he absolutely earned the right to write his own ticket. Darren O'Sullivan, thank you very much.